Welcome back to Security for Legal SaaS. I'm Alice.
And I'm Dan. Episode 43, Provenance Chains for AI Outputs. Alice, we've spent the last few episodes on audit logs and immutable records. Now we're getting into something that feels very specific to the AI era.
It is. Think about what's happening in legal tech right now. You've got contract review tools suggesting alternative clauses, research platforms summarizing case law, document automation systems drafting entire sections. And the question that every lawyer should be asking is, where did this output come from? Not just the AI wrote it, but which documents informed it, which model version produced it. And can you prove all of that 6 months from now when a client or a regulator asks?
Right. So provenance is basically chain of custody, but for AI-generated content.
Exactly. Lawyers already understand chain of custody for physical evidence. You track who handled it, when, and how, so you can prove it wasn't tampered with between collection and the courtroom. Provenance chains apply the same idea to AI outputs. You record the complete lineage. The inputs, the model, the settings, the user who triggered it, and the exact output, so you can reconstruct the story of how that content came to exist.
What does that actually look like in practice? What are you recording?
At minimum, you need the model identifier. Not just GPT-4, but the exact version string with the date suffix. You need the configuration, the temperature setting, which controls how creative versus deterministic the output is, and other parameters that affect generation. You need the input documents, which files were uploaded or which knowledge base chunks were retrieved. You need the user who triggered it, the timestamp, and critically, a hash of the output itself.
The hash. That's the fingerprint concept from episode 17, right? One-way function, fixed-length output.
Exactly. You compute a SHA-256 hash of the generated text and store it alongside the output. If anyone modifies the output later, even changes a single comma, the hash won't match. It's tamper evidence built into the record.
Yeah, that makes sense for integrity. But what about reproducibility? If I feed the same inputs to the same model, do I get the same output?
This is the hard part. For normal software, yes, same input, same output every time. For large language models, it's genuinely difficult. Even with identical prompts and settings, tiny differences in how the hardware handles floating point maths can produce slightly different results. So the practical approach is what I call sufficient reproducibility. You can't guarantee by identical output, but you can prove that the process was consistent and documented. Same model version, same inputs, same configuration. Courts and regulators care about whether you followed a reasonable documented process, not whether you can reproduce the exact same paragraph.
That's a useful distinction. So what's driving this from a regulatory perspective? Is provenance actually required, or is it just best practice?
It's becoming required. The EU AI Act, which hits full enforcement in August 2026, has specific transparency requirements for high-risk AI systems. Article 13 says these systems must be sufficiently transparent to enable deployers to interpret the output and use it appropriately. For AI used in legal contexts, access to justice, contract analysis, case outcome prediction, that means you need to document what went in, what came out, and how.
And on the US side?
This AI risk management framework was updated in 2025 with stronger requirements around third-party model assessment and data integrity. It's voluntary, but federal agencies and regulators increasingly reference it. And remember ABA Model Rule 1.6C from Episode 1? Lawyers must make reasonable efforts to prevent unauthorized access to client information. When AI processes client documents, provenance chains are part of demonstrating those reasonable efforts. You need to show you knew exactly what happened to that data.
Right. So how do you actually store this? Is the provenance metadata separate from the output, or bundled together?
Two main patterns. The envelope pattern wraps the AI output inside a metadata structure, like putting a letter inside a labeled evidence bag. The provenance fields and the output travel together as a single unit. Simple, self-contained, hard to lose one without the other. The alternative is the sidecar pattern. The output lives in its normal location, and a separate provenance record links to it through a shared identifier. The provenance record goes into an append-only store, like the hash-chained immutable logs we talked about in episode 42.
And which is better?
The envelope is safer for critical outputs because the provenance can't get separated. The sidecar is more practical at scale because you're not bloating every output with metadata. Many systems use a hybrid, a lightweight provenance ID embedded in the output that links to the full record in an immutable store. The key rule is, whatever pattern you choose, the provenance record must have the same retention period as the output itself. If you keep the contract for 7 years, keep its provenance chain for 7 years.
That's a good point. Let me ask the product design angle. Should end users see this provenance, or is it just for auditors?
Both. And honestly, exposing provenance to end users is one of the best product decisions you can make. When a lawyer uses your contract review tool and it suggests alternative language, they should be able to click Show Sources and see exactly which precedent documents and which clauses informed that suggestion. It builds trust. It lets the lawyer exercise professional judgment about whether the sources are relevant. And it's a competitive advantage. The tool that shows its work beats the black box every time.
Yeah, I can see that. Lawyers are trained to trace authority. A tool that shows its reasoning chain is speaking their language.
Exactly. And from a security perspective, provenance also helps you detect problems. If your provenance logs show that a particular model version is pulling from unexpected sources, or that retrieval results are drifting over time, that's an early warning signal. Without provenance, you only discover those issues when a human notices a bad output, which might be too late.
One more practical question. When do you start building this? Can you retrofit provenance onto an existing system?
You cannot meaningfully retrofit it. Provenance must be generated at creation time, when the AI produces the output. If you try to add it after the fact, you're guessing about inputs, model versions, and retrieval state that you didn't record. That's not provenance, that's reconstruction. And reconstruction has gaps. The advice is clear. Build provenance into your generation pipeline from day one. If you're building a legal AI tool today and you don't have provenance, stop adding features and add provenance. Everything else depends on it.
Strong advice. Next episode, correlation IDs and distributed tracing. How you follow a single user request through all the different services in your platform.
If provenance tells you what your AI produced, correlation IDs tell you how the request got there. Until then, I'm Alice.
And I'm...
Security for Legal SaaS is a series written with AI assistants. Alice and Dan are AI-generated voices. No professional advice here, just education.